Culture Class, Holidays in Kenya, Lesson 4, Labor Day. Hello, and welcome to the Culture Class, Holidays in Kenya series at SwahiliPod101.com. In this series, we're exploring the traditions behind Kenyan holidays and observances. I'm Eric, and you're listening to Season 1, Lesson 4, Labor Day. In Swahili, it's called
Sikukuu ya wafanyikazi wa umma.
As in many other countries, in Kenya, Labor Day is celebrated on May 1st, or
Tarehe moja Mei.
Labor Day is a holiday for all Kenyans to celebrate their hard work, and the main celebration is organized by the COTU, which stands for the Central Organization of Trade Unions, or
Shirika la Kati la Vyama vya Wafanyikazi.
An organization that represents workers all over Kenya. Now, before we get into more detail, do you know the answer to this question? Do you know which group of workers has the most to celebrate on Labor Day? If you don't already know, you'll find out a bit later. Keep listening. Every year on Labor Day, workers gather at Uhuru Park, or
Uwanja wa Uhuru,
where the celebrations traditionally take place. Of course, some people prefer to stay at home and watch the event on television to avoid the large crowds. The celebration is led by the director of the COTU, and distinguished guests, including the President of the Republic of Kenya, or
Rais wa Jamhuri ya Kenya,
the Minister of Labor, or
Waziri wa Kazi,
and other top government officials. Entertainment also takes place in Uhuru Park. People are entertained through songs, drama, and different shows. Religious singers and those who showcase patriotism also entertain visitors with their talents. Civil servants, or
wafanyikazi wa serikali,
always wait eagerly for the president's speech. This is because the president sometimes takes the opportunity to hike their salaries or provide other allowances such as housing, traveling, and meeting attendance. He even increases the salaries of those who receive very low wages. Now it's time to answer our quiz question. Do you know which group of workers has the most to celebrate on Labor Day? Most workers are given the day to rest, but this does not mean that shops and hospitals are closed for the whole day. Businesses and private companies open, though only for a short time. Thus, Labor Day is most important for civil servants, who can always take the whole day to rest. So listeners, how was this lesson? Did you learn something interesting? Do you celebrate Labor Day in your country? Leave us a comment at SwahiliPod101.com and we'll see you in the next lesson.